This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To our wings as we head into the playoffs in the NBA and on the ice. It's ridiculous. Oh, Chick-fil-A, what will you do? Yes. Kate Delaney, hey, everybody. I am a fan of the chicken product. I was thinking about it this weekend and talked to somebody who makes their living slinging chickens, if you know what I mean. And it's real. It really is real, this whole chicken shortage thing. So restaurants are facing a serious shortage, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do, because already fast food joints are complaining of what do? We got the chicken wars going on with the sandwiches, so that's got to stop. And this is serious, serious stuff. Lots of chicken is being produced, but restaurants that aren't getting as much as they want, the supply is low, low, low. Chicken prices are on the rise. I went to the store and the chicken was picked over. So I think people are getting the word that chicken is the new toilet paper as we ease our way out of this pandemic. Fun fact, Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro for the show, informed me that the chicken dance actually, since we want to be authentic here, somewhat on the show, it is not really the chicken dance, that music you hear. It used to be the duck dance. And there's all kinds of history that's attached to it. One piece of history goes back to a Swiss song, which it was called the duck dance. And it's rumored to be and was a huge song that was sung at Oktoberfest. So people would sing that song. And in 1980, there was a Dutch band that released an instrumental version of this song. The Dance of the Little Birds was on the B side of the single, which is what you just heard, which Nathan informed us is the one that you just heard. The A side wasn't a hit, but local radio stations in the South, especially, and east of the Netherlands, decided to flip the disc and start playing this this song. And the record entered the Dutch charts, stayed there for over 7 months, and started the international success of the song that you hear that is often played at many, many ballparks and is played in all kinds of other facilities as one of those get up and do it things, right? I even saw that Burning Man one time. And the Philadelphia Flyers, during their 2015-2016 run, had the chicken dance played over the PA system. Every time the Flyers scored 4 goals in a game, they played the chicken song. Of course, smartly, they had a partnership with Chick-fil-A where customers could get free breakfast sandwiches the day after the game when they scored those 4 goals. Duh. Perfect. Do you love that? So a little bit of history as we kick open the week here on the show. And there really is the chicken shortage thing going on. So if you like chicken, you might want to stock up because you might not be able to get quite as much of the stuff if you're a big fan of the bird. Liz Cheney wishes that she had some fans, and she does have a few, but she's pretty much going to be out in her leadership position. I don't think this is a shocker. House Minority leader Kevin McCarthy is telling his Republican House colleagues to really anticipate a vote on Wednesday regarding the current state of the House Republican Conference chair position, which will end, expected to end anyway, with Liz Cheney being removed from that leadership role over her opposition to the former president, Donald Trump. I mean, that is a direct pipeline to that. That's it, period. That's why that's happening. And it's the latest step toward what is seen as her inevitable replacement with probably Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York, who's been more of a moderate, has more of a moderate voting record than Cheney, but has been a big supporter of Trump, flat out huge supporter of the former president. But again, it's interesting because her voting record is absolutely much more moderate. So an end of an era for Liz Cheney, and also significant, I think, and this is something what I call a political mile marker. Pay attention to these moments because there's so much conversation in the background behind the scenes that the former president will run again in 2024, barring something physical from stopping him in doing that. And these moments are the moments that will buoy him back into that nomination versus somebody else in the party to go up against, who could be Joe Biden, who has said when he's asked that he would run again. Of course, same thing if he's still healthy and where he's at. You look at his approval ratings, you know, this is what politicians live and die by, frankly, and his approval ratings are now at 63%. The handling of the pandemic, 71% of Americans approved. Now, these numbers are not from my head. They're from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. And it's the handling of the pandemic that's really buoying those numbers up. 71% of Americans approve, including 47% of Republicans when they're directly asked that question. So that is pretty big. You think about, what does that mean? And it means the passage of that $1.9 trillion pandemic relief deal, the COVID-19 vaccines across the country, the deaths going down, of course, and things changing. I mean, you could look at what happened at the tail end of the last administration going into this one, but the specific impacts of especially the delivery of the vaccine and the push for the money to actually make it happen this next time around, I think is what really pushed those numbers up. And clearly in this poll that has lots of yada, 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 more numbers on specific things show that the vaccine, the money, that was big. And, of course, the economy. Because is the economy doing well? If the economy's tanked, the president, whoever it is tanked. Period. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, Independent, name it. It is about what's in your wallet, and we know it. You go back in history, and it's clear that that's what people look at. All right, hang with us. Long way to go. We got a mailbag segment coming up and some great things that are starting to happen across the USA. We're talking about it on the flip side.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
More smiles, more people getting out. Mother's Day weekend was a big weekend for people kind of testing, kind of feeling it out. And I noticed that, and it's a great thing to see. The sun was out where I am and many other places in the country, and there was a lot of live music going on. I had the chance to catch for the first time ever a Renaissance festival, which was ginormous. That's a word. Look it up. Ginormous in my area, and I didn't realize it's been around for 40 years, and it was great to see all the musicians getting a chance to be back on stage, so pumped, so excited, of all ages, to be able to perform for people, and they had great audiences on all these various stages in this huge venue, and it was really exhilarating. It really, really was. Also exhilarating is some of the things that people are doing and continue to do around this country. We still live, I say this all the time, I love being an American and living in the United States. For as much as I can be as critical as all of you about the things that I don't like, I've lived and worked in other places and they were wonderful, but I really love being home here in the States. And I'm so excited about the way communities have come together during this pandemic and through this pandemic in many, many, many good ways. As much as some ugly things have happened, some wonderful things are starting to happen and continue to happen, including this. I mean, good for Crocs, right? It certainly doesn't hurt their brand, but they're giving away 50,000 free pairs of shoes to healthcare workers starting on May 10th. They're going to give them away for 5 days to these healthcare workers through this program that they started. So anybody can that's in healthcare can request a pair, and starting at noon Eastern and then going all the way up through the day. And they said it's free pair for healthcare, you know, program. And the frontline heroes who are working harder than ever still, absolutely. Why not? What a great gesture to pay it forward. And last time out, they did the same thing. Last year, they gave away Crocs. They gave away a ton of Crocs last year, so it's a little bit slimmer this time around. But what a great thing to do. National Nurses Week. Dunkin' Donuts has free coffee for nurses a day on Thursday. Chipotle free burritos. And again, of course, it's smart. I know, it's branding. But hey, free is free, and recognizing other people is good, right? You get your free Crocs if you're a healthcare worker. You get your free coffee in the morning, and then you can have a burrito to top it all off mixed in between that. Yeah, why not? So bravo. All of that is good, good stuff. Really good stuff. Some other things that are happening include this. It's pretty interesting. You know, the pandemic giveth and taketh away. So one of the things that has happened is corn. Corn, the corn price is climbing toward a record. So it's actually the latest commodity to kind of give us an inflation warning. Now, if you think of the plight of the farmers and the things that the farmers have been through in recent years, and looking at the price of corn and other crops and when they're hobbled, what's interesting is, yay, corn prices for the farmer. Corn prices not so good necessarily for lots of consumers, but corn prices have risen 50% in 2021. You know, a bushel costs more than twice what it did a year ago. For all our fans or friends or acquaintances listening in the great state of Iowa, you absolutely know what I'm talking about. It's been one of the sharpest risers in raw materials that's prompting companies to boost prices for goods. So that part is a concern. But see, like I said, giveth and then taketh away. The good news is for the people who are on the producing end. Bushels for delivery this month ended Monday at 7.48. So it was down a little bit from Friday, but still, I mean, then they hit their highest level since 2022. And you think, or 2012 rather, 2022, not yet, 2012, Back to the Future. Back then, the drought had withered the Midwest crop and pushed prices in a crazy direction. So it's so interesting. Farmers have a few factors to really thank for the high prices. I mean, China is on a corn buying binge. They're racing to fatten millions of hogs, who knew, to replace the pigs they had to kill because of, remember, the outbreak of African swine fever before the pandemic. So China is expected to roughly import about four times what they normally buy from abroad, most of it from U.S. farmers. Again, the farmer is the recipient of the good. So corn-growing regions of South America are also tapped, parched, just completely parched. And in Argentina, even that big river they have there, the Paraná River, is too shallow for the fully loaded boats to pass from the country's interior to the Atlantic shipping lanes. I did a little research on this, and then the Wall Street Journal had a huge article on it too. So you start to look at this, and what does that mean? So the reopening of the economy means more drivers and greater demand for the corn that becomes ethanol and is blended into gasoline. Again, the yin and yang of all of this, right? Interesting. And the bet is that corn prices will continue to rise by hedge funds and other speculators. And so watch what happens there. Watch to see what's going on. In fact, U.S. farmers are holding back a lot of corn because they're hoping for higher prices, of course, from what they've gone through. I mean, there hasn't been a big corn rally in this country in years. And when prices have risen, it's usually because of bad harvest, poor harvest. So what the deal is depending on how much, you know, how much acreage you have and how much is split between other crops and how much of it is corn, how much of it is soybeans, perhaps. It's figuring all of that and looking at the trading options to know what the floor is and know when to make the move. So good for the farmers, right? Who have so many times been given the short stick. Not the short stick this time around. For others, perhaps not as good. But I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting news. And it's just another thing to watch. Absolutely. All right. This is, again, the yin and yang of where we are, giving chunks of money. And there are some that disagree and some that agree. And it, of course, depends on what's happening with your economy, locally, statewide, citywide, county governments, all of them getting their first infusion of direct aid from that $350 billion in emergency funds approved by the American Rescue Plan a couple of months after Biden signed the COVID-19 relief package. Now, finally, that is going to dribble in. An online portal showed up on Monday that allows local and state governments to access their share of the money from the Treasury Department. The amount allocated, wherever you're listening to me, for every state and municipality was determined by the unemployment data, whatever they had. So they get money in two tranches, they call it, right? One this year, the second in 12 months. But states that have seen their unemployment rates increase by 2% or more since February will get funds in a single payment. So they get that money right away. And payments begin within days, So there's the good news, because that much needed infusion for some areas that are just withering and dying, they're going to get that needed cash. All right, coming up, it's the mailbag. Boy, this is an interesting mailbag, as lots of you across the country sounded off on the big opening and how you feel and where the line is for you as far as what you feel safe doing and not doing. Meet you in the mailroom.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI confirmed Monday that the cyber attack that's knocked one of the country's largest fuel pipelines offline came from a criminal group known as DarkSide. The Bureau says that it continues to work with the pipeline's operator, Colonial Pipeline, to investigate the attack that has halted the pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel used on the East Coast. The company hopes to have the pipeline back online by the end of the week. AAA says it expects gas prices to rise in response to the shutdown, especially in eastern and southern states. And militant group Hamas has fired dozens of rockets into Israel from Gaza as a response to clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians protesting the planned evictions of Palestinian families from an East Jerusalem neighborhood. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Hamas crossed the line when several rockets targeted Jerusalem. Israeli Defense Forces responded with a series of airstrikes into Gaza. Officials there said 20 people were killed, including at least 3 children. This is USA Radio News. One Utah County's Republican Party has told one of their state senators that they're not happy about his recent actions. Lance Pry reports.
Weber County, Utah, GOP voted to censure Senator Mitt Romney, the Republican from Utah, Saturday during its convention. The senator's vote to impeach former President Trump earlier this year was the reason given by the voting body, saying the impeachment had denied the president due process, allowed falsified evidence, and did not provide adequate time for an investigation. The resolution to censure Romney was passed 116-97. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Ford has issued a safety recall for more than 600,000 of their Explorer SUVs. The recall affects select 2016 through 2019 Explorers and their roof rail covers. The company says the covers could come loose and detach, although there have not been any reported incidents of that happening. Ford says customers with Explorers from those model years should check the company's website for more information. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail bag.
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. On Your Mind was DarkSide, that ransomware group behind the hack of the major U.S. pipeline that we talked about the other day. Dan, Joey, and Donna all had questions about that. Dan in Davenport says, Kate, wow, frightening to see what can happen. You talked about how we're never 100% sure of what could happen and where it's coming from, Russia or someplace else, and what they can hack into. And it's scary to think they can manipulate gasoline prices and what they can do to jet fuel as well. If anything, we have to beef up cyber defense. Bingo, Dan. The Biden administration supposedly is going to announce an executive order to strengthen cyber defense, that infrastructure, part of the whole infrastructure thing. He said on Monday, Biden did, that the government had mitigated any impact the hack on the petroleum pipeline might have had on the fuel supply, although we were hearing from a lot of different sources that you might be paying more at the pump in the south and parts of the northeast. And this is Colonial Pipeline, and they had their own statement. They're trying to restore service, but they say it takes time. And they're saying that, I love this, when someone tells you this, you just know you're going to be waiting. They say the situation, this sounds like such PR jargon, the situation is fluid and continues to evolve. And I'm not laughing at the situation, it's awful, but the jargon, right? So they know, they're just trying to do what they can. It is being impacted, and they're hoping that they can resume it you know, resume service by the end of the week, but who knows at this point. And then I got this one from Joey in Connecticut. Kate, I laughed out loud when you talked about the things that we can do and how brilliant we are in this country, and yet we continue to be lame when it comes to cybersecurity. You mentioned the panel that you're going to be on. I'd be fascinated to know more about that after you do that panel and what your guest has to say later in the week about why more money for these companies, for goodness sake, isn't spent on cybersecurity, and why the most important person is not just necessarily the CMO or the COO or the CEO, but how about the chief technology officer? That's what you think, and I agree with you. Yeah. Imagine that, Joey. To me, the technology piece is what's so crazy. We're going to talk to Matteo Gorge later this week. In fact, on our Thursday show, we're going to talk to him, and he runs a huge company, and I've just been asked to be on their advisory board, and they've got all kinds of people from all walks of life, and it's exciting because of the work that they're doing, that people are frantically in, like, 120 countries are coming to them for help of, yeah, come on, it's about these people in the boardroom have to have a say so that you can avoid some of the things that we're seeing happen with major companies when they get hacked into and held over a barrel. I mean, the Colonial Pipeline, that's 2.5 million barrels every day, taking refined gasoline, diesel fuel, and jet fuel from the Gulf Coast all the way up to New York and New York Harbor and New York's major airports. And in fact, an airport that they massively supply is our biggest, is one of the world's busiest, by the way, and that's in Atlanta. You know, so this is a 5,500-mile pipeline. And then finally, this one from Donna, listening to us in Missouri. Wow, when I heard you talk about this pipeline hack, Kate, I have to tell you, I got up early the next day and ran out and gassed up all my cars, because I have a lawn service business, and we got a couple of trucks and actually a few other Jeeps and a car. So I wanted to make sure that our mini fleet, as we're starting to build out, and I've put my blood, sweat, and tears in it, could be fueled up, and I could save maybe at least a couple of bucks just in case we get hit by this. It's very confusing as to what will happen with gas prices, because it sounds like, you know, it's going to go up as long as this pipeline continues to be closed down. It's going to disrupt the prices at the pump, or at least for some of us anyway. Yeah, you know, like I said, there's your cue. It's fluid and continues to evolve, and it's substantial. And by the end of the week, you know, hopefully, I didn't say hopefully, they'll be resuming service. Let's see. You know, what's interesting is that Colonial hadn't looked at cyber support from the government at all, and they were looking at, which is fine, but supposedly they were looking, or they're working with somebody else in trying to restore this, a big major company that does this, so that makes sense. But what happened here, or at least is believed to have happened, that DarkSid was the criminal factor in this, or actor, or whatever you want to call them. And do they have any ties anywhere else? I mean, where do they have the ties to? Russia, you know, so far there's no evidence from our intel that Russia was involved, but there is evidence that the ransomware is in Russia. So one of the things that was said is, well, they have some responsibility to deal with this. Do you think Putin's all over this and jumping all over this? Oh, boy, let me help my friends in America. Let's see if we can get these dirty rats and flush them out if they're here somehow. Yeah, they're very clever at what they're doing, right? I mean, look, energy analysts are warning. So I think Donna was smart that a prolonged suspension of the pipeline could raise prices at the pump. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to where, because, you know, definitely the East Coast and supposedly parts of the South. I don't know about Missouri, because if I look at a map, I'm pretty good at geography. I'm thinking, I don't know about Missouri. But, you know, maybe it's a good idea, and maybe you do save a few bucks by doing that, because some smaller airports are going to be scrambling for jet fuel. There's no question about that. All right, let's jump off to something else that was also on your mind. This one was from Ryan, and he says, Kate, you know, it's interesting, the Republican Party. It's like, and I'm a Republican, I'm a young Republican, and I can't tell which way is up, sideways, or down half the time. There's so much that I believe in when it comes to being a young Republican. But I got to tell you, I'm not crazy about Kevin McCarthy. I think he just goes wherever he thinks he has to go. He's like a weather vane. He just spins around and he stops what he thinks is at the right time. And the fact that now it's all this ammo that's been aimed at Liz Cheney, I don't really have massive thoughts about Cheney being removed from her leadership role or not, but it just seems that so much time is being spent on that. What else is going on, like picking up the pieces from the pandemic and so many other important issues that could be front and center for the Republicans rather than this gossip, rumors, and finally a vote behind the scenes? It feels like an old frat house that I used to be part of. I like that. I like that analogy. Yeah, we're focusing on everything else. And I mean, here's the thing. They have to go through the process. Well, then just take the vote. I agree. I think that's kind of your point. Just take the vote and put, put a lease in there. Do that. That's what's going to happen. So just go ahead and do it, because this Liz Cheney thing has been dragged out longer than an episode of The Bachelor. Make up your mind, right? In fact, three bachelors could have put a ring on it faster. So, yeah, burning time. That's what's happening. All right, how about this one? This one is from Jack. Says, Kate, it's been a long time. I know you're paying attention to what's going on with these vaccines. And now the FDA apparently is saying a thumbs up, or getting close to saying thumbs up, in vaccinating kids 12 to 15. I guess the tests were really, really good. With the clinical trials, and perhaps it's a good thing before they go back to school once they're all out for the summer, which many are already getting out right now. What do you think? Well, I'm all about get the vaccine. I got vaccinated, no effects, nothing. And I had friends who were 50 and younger who got really sick, a couple of them, and they didn't fit the description of, oh, you have underlying things, Your BMI is too high. They didn't have any of that, but yet they got it. They got through it, thank goodness. We had a couple on the show, but they said they wouldn't wish this on their worst enemy. So, yes, the FDA expanded the emergency use authorization for that vaccine, the Pfizer COVID-19 vac, on Monday to include 12 to 15. It's the first vaccine in the U.S. authorized for anyone in that young teen category and adolescence. Previously, it was member 16 and older. So Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are authorized for use in people 18 and older because they haven't done those tests. So it's pretty straightforward. They, you know, there's still some rubber stamping that has to go on, but I was listening to something today where they're talking about maybe by the end of the week, you know, you can start signing up for that and be ready to roll if you want your kids to be vaccinated. And there's plenty of vaccination around, we know that. There's more doses than need at this point in this country. All right, we're headed for the exits. Coming up with a big bang on the flip side.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are turning to their faces. Little darling, it seems years since it's been here.
A beautiful rendition of Here Comes the Sun. My favorite song as a kid because, you know, that was what was around me. Hey, the sun's going to come up tomorrow, the whole thing. And it feels like that right now. So as we come to the tail end of this hour, starting off with a chicken dance, that was the duck dance, and talking about chicken shortages, so interesting that more smiles are out there, more people that were very fearful of going out. I mean, for goodness sake, 855,000 souls were lost, and still there are people that are struggling, long haulers with COVID and others that are losing their life still to COVID, but it has slowed down, and we've seen that. And vaccinated or not, 152.8 million have been vaccinated, so that's 57.2% of the eligible population, 16 and older, and that can get higher with some of the teens, the young teens getting it, if they opt to do that, their families with the Pfizer shot. That's 46% of the total population. It just feels a lot better, doesn't it? Shows are opening up. Musicians are excited. People in industries that were just crippled by this unforeseen to them pandemic, now are seeing that the sun is coming, and it's here, and it feels very, very good. Now it's a question of, when we move forward, what happens? What happens with variants? What are we doing to be on top of everything that we possibly can foresee in the future? And how can we jump on any kind of a pandemic situation a lot quicker next time and have the right people, the right players in place? Doesn't matter politics, Republican, Democrat. It's just purely preserving our way of life, right? Something that so many of us, I'm sure, took for granted. And I know all of us were clipped in some way. And then from seeing families, I mean, the brilliant thing about Mother's Day for a lot of people is for the first time in 14 months, in some cases, maybe even a little bit longer, people got to hug again, got to see each other again. Coming up later this week, one of the fabulous authors I talked to, a guy who just blows me away, who played with the Commitments and had his own band in England and was a diver and somebody who flew and just, oh, he has just great stories. We were talking today and he was saying in the UK, the word that they're using is you can hug again. You can hug again. And I told him, well, we beat you at this one too because we're hugging. So that's what they're talking about there. And we see, sadly, what's happening in India. So you just have to pinch yourself and say, oh, thank goodness that, you know, here comes the sun. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing after we have been through some really dark times, my friends. Really, really dark times. All right, financially speaking, as we kind of dovetail into a little odds and ends here, the Dow hit 35,000 for the first time on Monday. So the hope is that interest rates are going to remain lower for longer, while the S&P 500 was subdued because kind of a slide in technology shares, well, and what there was a slide, offset that surge in the commodity-linked energy and material stocks. You know, you look at the specifics of that. You look at the things that dropped, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Tesla, but the materials sector had a record high. So what do you think it is? Makers of steel, products gained after gold, copper, and aluminum. They hit high peaks. The energy index jumped to its highest in more than 1 year after a cyber attack on the pipeline that we talked about, the Colonial Pipeline, shuttered a fuel network that transports half of the East Coast's supplies. So inflation data is pretty important when you look at looking ahead and where, you know, where we are and what that valuation is. So these are all indicators to keep looking at, right? And, you know, the chicken, I talked about the chicken shortage that's rapidly hitting us, and we may feel. Tyson Foods, chicken makers, dropped 2% after they warned that rising costs are going to hit profits, because, of course, that's what's happening to them. And then you have a cybersecurity firm that you say, what firm is that? FireEye is the name of it, and they are the company, or at least among the companies, helping Colonial Pipeline to recover from that digital ransomware scheme. So suddenly they're getting a little bit of love, a little bit of attention, and their stock goes up almost 5%, which is huge to see a movement like that. So it's interesting in watching the markets. Interesting in watching what's going on in California as we bring it back to politics, and Caitlyn Jenner is serious. Caitlyn Jenner is attempting to unseat Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in what seems to be an all but certain recall election, staking out some pretty progressive positions on issues like homelessness and immigration, but establishing, or trying to anyway, a connection with Republican voters who supported former President Donald Trump. And that's kind of that balance that she's trying, because she's a Republican. She does not have government experience, but has said she's prepared to take on the role of managing a state that has the fifth largest economy in the world, in part by surrounding herself with some really good people. So you wonder what the odds are that Caitlyn Jenner, if Newsom goes, which many people think he is going to have to spend some money, but will survive that recall. But if not, who takes that spot? Will it be the former Olympian? But she's just one of several prominent Republicans challenging Newsom in the likely election, which has not, by the way, been officially called or scheduled because of the red tape, the bureaucratic process. That's red tape to get it on the ballot. But I think the lack of experience and the positions, you know, that for California voters, I'm not so sure. And then trying to kind of be super progressive in one area and then super conservative in another. But, you know, who knows? It's California. Anything can happen in California. I mean, look, she's registered as a Republican. And some of the push is very conservative, which is so strange if you think about Caitlyn Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner's life. Again, that's California. We'll see what happens. And I know we have a lot of people listening to us in California, so you too know exactly what I mean. Crazy thing happened over the weekend. Bob Baffert, the Hall of Fame trainer, revealing that the test results Sunday, saying that the 3-year-old colt Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test, throwing the horse's win at Churchill Downs earlier this month. The Kentucky Derby is huge into doubt, and the particular inflammation, anti-inflammation stuff that was used to relieve joint pain in horses is the thing that was not allowed before racing within a 14-day window of a race. So what happens now? The test revelation came just a week after that Derby win, and it gave Baffert a record 7th Derby victory. So now Medina Spirit goes on to the Preakness, but Bob Baffert says it's too controversial. He doesn't want to distract from the horse. So let's see what happens. Fingers crossed for Baffert. A lot of people are his fans and others are detractors. He's kind of polarizing, just like a politician. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Yep, the sun will come up tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And isn't that the best news? Here comes the sun.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.